Welcome to Sharon Hart's Woman to Woman, covering topics for everyday Christian living through conversations that challenge spiritual growth. Now, here are your hosts, Sharon Hoskins and Janie Ratzliff.
Hi there, this is Sharon Hoskins. Thanks so much for being with us today in our discussion about remembering. In Revelation 2 and 3, we have seven letters to the churches. And there's a couple of places where Jesus says to remember. In 3:3, he says, "Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard." In Revelation 2:5, he says, "Therefore, remember from where you have fallen." And in both those instances, he then says, "Repent." So join in the conversation as we look into the importance of remembering and forgetting. There was a time, Janie, that I could remember telephone numbers and birthdays and events on the calendar. And now it just seems like we're so reliant on technology to do that for us that there's not really the practice of remembering.
Well, and we call those the good old days, don't
yeah.
we? Right. Well, and Sharon, and the fact that of the age that we're living in the information age.
Oh, you're not kidding.
And Ecclesiastes told us that at the end times, there would be so much information given that we would grow weary in just the reading of books. There would be a brain overload.
Well, I completely agree with that, Janie, because there are times when I feel exhausted from all the information and I just want to shut down.
Our brains do work like a computer. And I think each of us can talk about times when we said, this computer just won't move fast enough, or it is sluggish, or it's blocked. There is scientific facts to tell us that that is happening in our brains, but it's not because we're all getting dementia. It's because we've got too much overload of information.
Right.
And our brains are protecting themselves by letting us forget something that is not really relevant.
My 11-year-old is telling me that he's struggling to remember things. And it could be the information overload that he's receiving.
Now, the subtle,
especially after a full day of school.
And then you see the subtlety, because I don't think you're going to do this, Sharon, but many parents will grab that child up and get them to a doctor and get them on some kind of drug to help them remember, when it actually is going to do the opposite. It may overstimulate their adrenal system or do something else, but in the long run, it will work against the very thing that you're taking them to the doctor for. And again, I'm so thankful for doctors.
Right, right.
But we need to recognize, are they really in need of a medical process, or are they needing the process that is called be still?
Well, and it's practicing to remember. And I think that, just like I said, I used to remember phone numbers and I used to remember dates because I had to practice to remember. You know, I had to keep a conscious effort on that event that I knew was coming up, and I've got to remember that. So I continually reminded myself, don't forget this event on Friday night or whatever. And I was constantly typing in that phone number to call Janie or to call my mom or whatever. And now I couldn't even tell you my mom's phone number. She is mom in my phone. Right?
And this is, I laugh because you are hitting at a nerve of our whole society, but we're not seeing it for what it is, and it is causing more trauma in all of our lives. Stop and think about this. I look at somebody and I know them very well, but I can't remember from where I know them. And so, Sharon, you know what we do? We pretend. We pretend that we know them, and I'm going to use my southern drawl here. A lot of times, if I can't remember their name, I'll say, honey, darling, sugar. Or if it's really on a spiritual level, I'll say, well, beloved, it's so great to see you again. Thinking, is it Sue or Susie or Sam? And so we really start a process of defrauding and pretending. And that starts to bother our conscience. Do you see how complex God has made us and why he says you better keep it straight? We'd be better off to say, I know your face and it's lovely, but I can't remember your name.
Right.
And then I realize it's my ex-hairdresser.
Right. Well, you know, when people are out of place, you know, I mean, the lady at the grocery store, if I see her at church, I'm going to have a really hard time figuring out where I know her from.
Let's just bring it back down to the fact that we don't want to forget our promises and our pledges and our commitments that we've made to Almighty God and one another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to forget how I made my vows when I stood at the altar and agreed to love Bob, come better or worse, sicker or health, richer or poorer. We don't want to forget our vows, but we do. And then what happens? We fall out of love with that person, or we get so irritated that we just think, well, we need a divorce, it's over.
Right.
But you see, we have forgotten what we need to remember. And then we can also fail to remember that the very breath that we breathe is a gift from God. We forget the birth and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the freedom and the security that it gave us. Sharon, what would happen if in the way we choose to live, if God had said, well, you guys are forgetting everything, I guess I'll forget what I did for you on the cross. What if God forgot what his commitment was to us?
Well, I think we would know it really fast.
There'd be no reason to continue breathing the very air that's given to us as a gift. But God says, I can't forget certain things, but I will always remember certain other things. I was joking with my husband and I said, yes, I did forget to do that. And yes, I did forget to do this, but I didn't forget that I love you. So put up with my shortcomings on what I do forget. But, you know, I've been with the man for decades and it's ingrained in my mind and my heart on what's important. Mm-hmm. And that is important.
And that's why in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, Peter says, I will not be negligent to remind you of the important things of Christ so that you know them and are established in them. And that's paraphrasing. But he does it to keep reminding them in their walk with the Lord.
Also, with this same vein, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says that if we lack these things, well, what things are we lacking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're lacking, if we go back up into verse 3 and 4, we're lacking the fact that we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness so that we can walk in the assurance and position of where we have been placed. But when you come down to verse 9 and it says, but those who lack these things are short-sighted. So I'm going to pop back up now to the goal of us remembering what 2 Peter says. And it says, when you follow these steps, then you are going to be abundant in brotherly kindness. And brotherly kindness is ultimately love. Right. And Sharon, isn't that what the world is wanting, no matter how many different ways we go about seeking it?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So we really need to realize that it is important to remember what we've been cleansed from. And Sharon, now I'm going to go back to, where did we get cleansing? Where did we get true forgiveness? We got it at the cross.
At the cross.
But the cross now has become, at best, just something you hang around your neck in the form of a piece of jewelry. But it has no other meaning. And if you want to go deep, well, deep now is just, I got out of hell and into heaven. That is just one beginning facet of the total work of the cross. But we don't know how to remember that because we don't even know it.
Right.
So
exactly.
I think today when we talk about remembering, we need to go back in and look what the Bible says and realize that most of our forgetting is because we haven't even learned how to remember.
Right, right.
So,
or what to remember.
Exactly.
So we can quote movie lines and what somebody famous has said that inspired us. But quoting where something is in the Bible seems to be
a foreign language.
Because we're not practicing remembering where Scripture is or what Scripture says.
Well, and I want to cut us a little bit of slack here because we are all under grace and we are all works in progress. Mm-hmm. None of us have gotten full and complete. We have been sanctified by the Lord, but now we are progressively working out what He has done for us. But we, because of Corona, and I'm dealing with current circumstances, there has been such a focus put on the physical, the life the death factor. Mm-hmm. So our health really has become more important than the whole being, our body, soul, and spirit. We just need to get healthy again. And we have a whole nation that is reaching out and searching desperately with vaccines and formulas and everything else so that our health can be to where we don't die, number one, and number two, where we can live in some sort of normalcy of enjoying life because we're healthy. And so I can see where subtly we've tipped the scales on focusing on just one part of the three parts of who we are.
Right.
So we need to go back and remember from whence our health comes from, and it comes from the Lord, and if He has allowed, we just need to say, show us where we need to do a reset and remember the important things that we have forgotten.
Right, right. And I think that it's easy to focus on the physical because the physical is so evident. It's what's seen. It's what's felt.
Yes.
And so when we understand all aspects of our body, that when we have a physical ailment, to think about the other parts of our being as well.
Well, okay, Sharon, that's really a good point because if I have a migraine headache, I'm not going to stop and think, oh, I need to go memorize a verse to make me feel better.
Right, right.
You know, I'm going to say,
where's the medicine?
Yes, or where are the hands that can rub the back of my neck or what have you? So health is essential. And even in 3 John, there is the verse where John said, I want your physical health to be as great and strong as your soul and your spirit. They all need to be in balance.
Mm-hmm. So really, balance is the issue.
Yes, and we just need to say, okay, how can we wait upon the Lord to guide us in our physical afflictions and infirmities? Because the Scripture says that our spirit can sustain us in our physical afflictions if that spirit is strong.
Right.
But a wounded spirit, who can bear?
So basically what you're saying is that the spiritual aspect is the most important because it can sustain us through difficulties in our physical being.
Yes, yes. So again, the reason that we wanted to talk about remembering is so we can have the physical health, so that we can have our focus on Jesus Christ, so that we can understand what His mind is for where we are in this time. Because every one of us that are walking on planet Earth right now have been appointed by Almighty Creator to put us here for such a time as this. So there is a purpose on why we are here, and we get so fearful and not being able to see what our purpose is that we start to focus on ways of escaping because we can't understand life right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take us back to 2 Peter chapter 3 this time. And in verse 1, Peter says, "This epistle, beloved, I now write to you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior."
In verse 3 it says, "Now know this," so they need to remember, "that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust or their own desires. saying, well, where's the promise? Nothing's happened. There's no sense remembering those promises of old because nothing's happened.
They're outdated.
And old-fashioned and irrelevant, all right? So for this, they willfully forget. Now, we've been talking about forgetting because we can't remember, but now here's a word they willfully forget.
Oh, my.
That by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Now, there is they're willfully denying creation.
So, basically, what you're telling me is that there are times that we don't remember because we haven't practiced remembering. The second one that you've said is that sometimes we don't have the information in there to begin with, so we can't remember. And then here, the third one you've said is that we willfully forget. So we are purposely not remembering. And so what are the instances that you can share with me about purposefully forgetting?
If you don't believe in God, then you are not going any sort of information about creation, you're going to block that from your mind. You don't want to remember that if you don't believe that there's a holy God.
Okay, and so that's who he's talking about here, huh?
Yes, yes. And then there are other people that forget because they are have been told that there is a judgment time coming when the earth will be purged. There will be the judge who will judge. And people say, no, I'm my own judge. I don't need somebody else to judge me. So you forget the truth that there's a judgment day coming.
Okay.
Okay, and when you breathe your last breath, you have, of your own choosing, chosen how you're going to stand before the judge. Whether you believe there's a judge, whether you don't believe, whether you think there's consequences.
And that's why we have so many different denominational beliefs.
Yes, and some churches believe that you can pray somebody out of a bad state into a good state. Some people believe that if they once have said, Jesus, you died for my sins, I'm forgiven. Now I can go live any way I want to because I'm forgiven.
Okay.
So I don't have to follow the moral issues because Jesus forgave me. So I will forget the truth that there is an accountability that once you have him, you are accountable to him for your life.
Okay.
You have a purpose being here. Does that start to compute?
Right. Okay. Now I'm getting it.
And then he also says that he doesn't always show us things that we can understand so we can process them because it doesn't make sense that he hasn't done anything in very bad situations, like what we've been through for the last year.
Yeah, the why question I hear a lot, and I'm sure God hears it a lot too, because we're asking why he is not swooping in and taking care of things the way we have asked him to.
But let me give you a little hint in this passage on why the Lord says he doesn't always answer according to our demands. And that's in verse 9.
Okay. Now you're back to 2 Peter 3:9, right?
I'm sorry. Yes, yes. He says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slacking, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
Boy, that really shows the heart of God and the love he has for his creation. And we really get hung up on the timing issue, don't we?
Yes, but God's time, he says elsewhere, is that 1,000 years is like one day in the timeless eternity of God.
Okay.
And one day is like 1,000 years. So we sometimes won't remember that he has a purpose in our perplexities, and that is he's long-suffering in his love, not wanting anyone to suffer eternal separation from Him because they chose to not remember what He has told them.
Okay. That is so complex, I guess, is a good word, that there are different reasons for us to forget our God, forget our promises, forget our vows, forget the things that are the most important, letting our brains just kind of sludge there and do nothing, that we are not stimulating it to remember who God is, what He's promised, and the value that we have here. And so as we just let our brains just sit there, we forget as believers. And then there's other times that we just don't know, and so we don't walk in the truth of who God is, basically because we don't know the truth about the cross. We don't know the fullness of the cross. And so rather than go and study that out, we just kind of sit back and go, oh, well, you know, God loves me and I'm going to heaven and that's all that really matters. And then we struggle every day because we don't really know the truth of the cross. And then there's other times that we choose not to believe the truth, therefore forgetting it and setting it aside because it requires too much of us.
But the most important things that what God chooses to remember and then what He chooses to forget, our sins. But my, what a price He had to pay to be able to forgive and forget our sins.
Right. He sacrificed so much for us. And then we say, I am my own destiny. I march out my own path and I dance to the beat of my own drum.
And the captain of our fate.
And the captain of our own ship. And so that really does bring a lot of understanding why Peter was so adamant about telling us over and over and over, I will remind you, I will remind you, I will remind you. It is important that you remember and practice remembering.
And, you know, we talked about the conscience in past shows, and the conscience has to be working. And if it's not working with the heart, we are going to go astray. We're going to become dull of hearing. We're going to lose a lot of our understanding to discern.
And I don't think that we've realized how important the conscience is in the little things, not just the things of Scripture, but just in our everyday life. Like you were saying, we pretend to know somebody and and that dulls our conscience.
Right, because we're not really giving truth.
Right.
Right. So
this is very good for me because I think a lot of times I have sat back and thought, you know, I just can't remember that stuff. I can't remember where Scripture is, or I can't remember, you know, those verses, and I'm no good at that sort of thing. So, you know, why even try? But the truth of it is that we should be training our brain to do certain things, to remember certain things, to move forward with certain things. And so as we train our brain, it needs to be in the truth of who God is.
Yes. Now, I'm sitting here for the radio audience, and I am grinning from ear to ear because we're going to do a reversal here. I'm going to tell you in about three sentences what Sharon has so accurately been describing to you, and that is we have failed to see the priorities of the promises that God has given us. And the first one is, love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul, and everything else will be processed by the power of the Spirit according to 2 Peter. Okay, I guess we can go have lunch now, Sharon.
Well, that's great because that is all the time we have for today. This is Sharon Hoskins, along with Janie Ratzliff, saying goodbye until next time, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us for Sharon Hart's Woman to Woman. If you'd like to hear this broadcast again, or for Bible study resources, go to SharonHartz.org. That's SharonHartz.org.